What is the difference between analog and digital TV?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with you and my founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Since 2009, TV stations transmit their programs in digitized formats. This means we no longer get fuzzy and grainy pictures. And since digital consists of very tiny bits, they take less space. So broadcasters can offer many more channels. Some call this upgrade a revolution in TV broadcasting. But even this radical upgrade in how TV stations send out programs cannot begin to compare to the change God has made so we can draw near to Him. Yet the writer of Hebrews makes this claim. He points to the old system that used animal sacrifices to approach God. He says it was inadequate, not only because the animals did not fully atone for sin, it left worshipers feeling guilty. And most importantly, they failed to satisfy God's perfect holiness. To fix the problem, God sent His own sinless Son as a perfect sacrifice. Not only did God accept His Son's death as the full payment for our sins, by dying and rising again, Jesus defeated our greatest enemy, death. It's why the writer in Hebrews 4:16 urges us to come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. For there we will receive His mercy and find grace to help us when we need it most.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. Again, visit urbanministries.com.